Please welcome the American Fork High School Marching Band.
Good morning, American Fork High School. This is Jeff Osnamore from Dallas, Texas. Honor and privilege to be with you here today in this beautiful morning. Looking forward to a great show. I hope my comments are helpful for you.
Dimension 1, Dimension 2, Dimension 3. Weaver Review is proud to present troop majors Lane Dudley, Olivia Harper, Hiram Jackson, Keith McAllister, and the American Fork High School Marching Band.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, looks like we are underway. All right, beautiful quality of sound here from our flute. Fidelity of sound, very rich, very honest, very characteristic. French horn, probably a little strong relative to our flute. All right, very interesting intro here from our keyboards. Perhaps not the strongest connection in terms of pulse back to front once the front ensemble is established relative to our entrance in the battery. Excellent alignment here. Back to front, the 2D percussion ensemble. Okay, great simultaneous responsibilities in the battery. Not quite being achieved yet. Obviously, we're early season. It'll get there for sure. Okay, interesting battery fill coming into this next phrase. Very well aligned here from both percussion ensembles. Orchestration is pretty thick here coming into this brass feature on side one. A little bit of a loss in terms of articulation in the woods, but obviously not meant to be so present there. More of a homogenous blend. Great change of orchestration here. The change of elements in the battery, very light. Wonder if this might have been an opportunity to hear a little bit more front ensemble color. Such a strong sounding ensemble, it's going to be difficult to find those windows unless the arrangement is just a little thinner. Great exposed roll opportunity there by the battery. Okay, strong exclamation point there. Excellent. Nuanced bass sound there. I don't know if that was electronic or acoustic. Careful those releases. Little problem there at the low end there, that tap roll, the snare voice in particular. Great colors there, the front ensemble. Once again, they're up the temple blocks there on side two. Well done from our auxiliary percussions. Great demand there from our marimba line. Excellent comments there, kind of a secondary line there in our front ensemble. Okay, well done on our tap rolls there in the battery. Very interesting split part there in our snare line. Front ensemble having kind of a long phrase in terms of what I would consider perhaps kind of filler or even noodling going on. We have some really clear ideas presented by the woodwinds and the brass, especially on side one. Battery supporting it well. Front ensemble kind of keeping that texture going. I wonder if there's a way to be a little bit more clear about what the intentionality is of that front ensemble long phrase. Okay, excellent setup here for the battery into this ensemble. Okay, challenging environment here, spread all the way from the 45 side one all the way to almost the 25 side two in the battery. Okay, a little problematic there. Stairs and clouds of some of our tap roll figures. Huge environmental spread. Very, very challenging. So some of the unisons there from bass five all the way to our furthest quad player not quite lining up. I know it'll get stronger and stronger. Great moment here for the front ensemble. Excellent overall shape here for the front ensemble. In terms of clarity of intent, just a little bit of a question mark in terms of what the main melodic idea was in that long phrase. In terms of the marimba versus vibe line, overall, the overall homogenous shape of the front ensemble, beautifully outlined. A little difficult to tell what the salient musical voice was in that interlude. Front ensemble playing a very, very mature, subservient role here to our brass chorale, side one. Here we go. I wonder here in the Elgar if there's an opportunity, just a thought here, wonder if there's an opportunity to let the brass have that chorale, let the front ensemble be tacit, and then perhaps maybe even pepper in the front ensemble here underneath this really beautiful flute quartet. That color might match a little bit better, certainly from a balance perspective. Okay, well done. Excellent fidelity from our quartet. And excellent counter lines here being present in the front ensemble. Probably not quite present enough to really be a secondary voice that's answering the woodwinds on side two, the large woodwind ensemble on side two. The ideas are there, just not quite making it all the way up to the press box in terms of equal contribution. So we want to be very careful here on our side two auxiliary percussionists. Our right hand needs to be just the same distance off the center of the head or rim as you are rolling into that impact. Unfortunately, we could hear that articulation as you crescendo to the top of the phrase. Excellent maturity here in the battery coming in to support the full wind tutti phrase. Excellent communication here in our orchestral cymbals, the front ensemble. Excellent musical contribution by our battery. Obviously, our very last note not quite lined up 100%. Keep an eye on that alignment from the back percussion choir to front percussion choir. Excellent maturity of sounds from our crash cymbals in the front ensemble, however. Such a nice range of content in that moment, the peak of the Elgar. Beautiful opportunity here in our medals and the wind chimes. Careful not to overwhelm the keyboards from our conservation. All right, very creative use here, bringing the metals in first, then bringing the woods in to really start quoting our theme here. Just got a little bit messy in terms of intent. Great body movement here, opportunities for the... Great split opportunities there. The battery challenging environment, some really nice moments there lined up there for the battery. Obviously, we'll continue to work on the excellence piece of things there with regard to how we're lining up the split parts, the shots and such. Excellent 2D moment. Yeah, nice exposure for the snare line. Continue to work in the excellence piece of the diminuendo roll. Nice change of texture here in the transition from the quads and our softer mallets. Interesting color here, the rattan shafts there, or birch in the front ensemble. Goodness gracious, bass drums. Great job there. Some excellent opportunity from a technical standpoint. Perhaps in the main flow of the show, maybe a little bit disjunct from a musician standpoint, but from a technical standpoint, certainly handled well, especially for this early in the season, bass drums. Bravo. Just a word about the ensemble cohesiveness throughout the show has been very strong for this time of year, especially battery to front ensemble. Overall has been strong. Careful on that Hawkins part when you bring in that break drum. That's good. Yeah, a little messy here from a 2D standpoint. Yeah, it's going to be a really great moment for when the excellence gets a little higher there. And the leg drums, quads, and snares on that row bringing us into this last phrase. There we go. Much better alignment there. Our break drum to the battery fill. Bring us to this big, long phrase. Good space between the notes there. Being very mature there in the battery. And those last three notes. All right, American Fork, some excellent, excellent things on tap for this year, for sure. So, right off the bat, my initial impressions are a very good understanding of the back to front. Obviously, we've got some moments that you can hear throughout the show. The very last fill there sounds like there's a bit of a crash cymbal or maybe even suspended cymbal that came in slightly early there at the conclusion of that last phrase. The battery's bringing the winds back in. Little things like that, but overall, the sense of pulse Ramos is very good with some excellence issues here and there. Front ensemble, some really nice moments, although a couple of them, in terms of intent, are not coming across. That could certainly be a balance issue. It could certainly be an arrangement issue. Some really clever ideas, and I think I understand what you're going for, but in terms of really being clear about, for instance, the one memorable window that I talked about earlier, where the medals start with this very kind of ethereal, kind of aleatoric sense, and then the woods come in and kind of start quoting in tempo that next theme, and the battery comes in after that. Things like that probably need to be arranged in such a way that there's no doubt that there's rhythmic clarity there, and maybe the medals could perhaps fade a little bit sooner and maybe present the woods in a little bit more present fashion, things of that nature. So some really great moments, American Fork. I look forward to visiting with you in critique. I hope my tape was helpful. Well done, ladies and gentlemen. You guys are off to a fantastic start. Kudos to the arrangers and the composers of this book. Some great opportunities technically and musically throughout the show. Well done, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you soon. Cheers.
Yeah, because that might be why it's coming.